serve you in sacrifice. Fully committed to keeping you in my life. You make it easy to love you just the way you are. You're slowly but surely making your way into my heart. Your ways are darling, your gaze so enchanting.
All right, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Too Simple. First of all, I want to thank you guys so much for the amazing feedback that you've been giving me. And thank you all for the new podcast lovers for joining the podcast world and listening to my podcast. And I'm so grateful for the feedback generally. And it's been an amazing journey so far. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it with you guys. And yeah, I'm going to be having more of the podcast listeners as my guests as well soon. So today I'm very excited to be recording with... Okay, I'm always excited every other time. But the excitement is new in every recording. But my guest today is a friend of mine. Her name is... Should I say... No, she'll say her name. But she's amazing. She's beautiful. Her afro today is popping as usual. And I'm not gassing you up. I don't know... It's not gassing you up. It's I mean it.
Thank you.
But before she introduces herself, probably if you've noticed, I use very local music in my podcast because I'm all about promoting Kenyan music, and I'm so happy that my good friend Dave Negwa allowed me to use his music in my podcast also to promote him. And check him out on SoundCloud. His name is Dave Negwa. Shout out to him and his amazing music. Keep doing what you love. Keep taking Kenya to the world with your music, and keep blessing us with your music. And I guess we can move forward to now introducing my guest. I'm so excited. I'm literally doing the big mama. Woo!
Yeah, she is.
So, my lovely guest, tell us about yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Laquisha.
Love it, Laquisha.
My name is Esther Kazungu, and I go by Laquisha sometimes on the gram. But I am a video journalist at Radio Africa. I am a digital content creator. Wait, that's a tough one to say. Digital content creator. Mm-hmm. I create short clips on my IG. I'm also a YouTuber, a Christian YouTuber. I share about my salvation journey on my YouTube channel. And I feel like I'm also an activist. Like, of late, I've just been on a roll. Stories.
Wow. I've been following that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm like a mini activist. And what else? Mm-hmm. It's so important. I'm a daughter of the Most High. Have you seen that joke?
You are.
A daughter of the Most High. I'm a kuogopa. Anyway, yeah, so I think those are the different hats I wear. Oh, I'm a brand ambassador.
Wow.
For Marini Naturals, second year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, I think I met Kazungu at a dance class. I don't know if you remember this. Ooh. We were either, it was right after Form 4 or we were still in high school. I don't think you remember.
I don't think I
at
remember.
All scenes.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
The flash mob.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We've come from Far Kazungu. We have. That's why, like, I first met you physically. It was through the
For real, yeah.
When we used to dance. Mm. Those were good times, right?
Aki guy. Oh my goodness. Aki, imagine. I didn't think it was then. Many shocked. That's a surprise.
Yeah,
it is. I'm legit shocked.
You're about to be surprised some more. Cool. You know, these conversations are random. You'll probably remember something funny in the middle and throw it in. Mm-hmm. But that's when I met you. And since then, I've just seen you grow into such an amazing woman.
Aww.
Like, we relate with Kazungu, I think, on different like deep levels.
Yeah, true.
I'm so glad that we're friends.
Me too.
I learned so much from you.
I was like, oh my gosh, I can't.
No, I remember there was that time when we had a conversation. They were like, "This is how I used to feel about you," and then even you told me.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Glad we're here now.
Yeah, true.
So both Kazungu and I work with Marini Naturals. Yes. She's a brand ambassador. I'm an influencer.
Yeah,
and. What Afro is popping today?
Yes, it's Marini.
Marini, yeah. So people need to go check out Marini and the products. I use them on my dreadlocks. I use most of the products on my dreadlocks, and Kazungu uses them on her her hair as well. Hair.
And we have promo codes, by the way.
We have promo codes. So if you buy the product on the website using either Kazungu's promo code, which is
Kazungu Marini,
or mine, which is Tracy Marini, on the website, you will get 10% off your product.
Yes.
You have to definitely try out Marini if you haven't. Yeah. Okay, that was a brand placement right there. It wasn't even in your faces, was it?
No.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
So, what we want to talk about today is how colorism and body shaming affects the standards of beauty in our society today. And we just want to try and simplify how to go about this in our society. Yeah. I mean, it's become rampant that because you're of a certain color, you can do some things, or you're of a certain shape, size, and that's why we classify them together. They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And when we talked about it with Kazungu, man, she sent me a link and I was like, what? We need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I should start with this story or I should throw it in the middle. Or we should just define first what colorism and body shaming is.
Yeah, I think
we should start with that definition. So what do you think, to you, what does that mean? Just to make our audience understand.
Okay, I'll go by the definition. I don't know English, guys, so I have to. I needed backup, so I Googled.
That's how people who know things say, try to be subtle about it. Oh, no, imagine I'm just trying.
I'm not even well-versed in this, So colorism was defined as the discrimination of those with a darker skin tone, typically amongst individuals within the same racial or ethnic group.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay, I felt like this one leaned mostly to one side because I know also light skin people, like people of a lighter complexion, go through certain
forms of colorism.
Yeah. So this one leaned mostly to the dark skin tone because I know that's what's rampant.
Okay.
Yeah, so I totally understand why the definition.
But
the one for body shaming was actually all inclusive. It says the practice of making critical, potentially humiliating comments about a person's body size or weight. So you see, that one is all inclusive because it hasn't said bigger,
like, or smaller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that one is all inclusive. I think the colorism one should be like that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, funny story. Let me just give a story now.
Give it.
So, when I was young, when I was, I think, in class one, my mom got me into an ad agency.
Ish.
Imagine, when I was in class one.
.com.
And so, there was this advert for a mosquito net. It was called, I can't remember the net. It was a mosquito net advert. And so, I would practice. My dad would even come for me from, like, after school, so that we go practice and audition. I passed the auditions. I passed stage one, stage two, stage three. My parents knew, we are making, this is Hafiz. Hafiz is coming from here, from this advert. And so, unfortunately, at that age of class one is when you lose your teeth, your milk teeth. And so my two front teeth were missing.
Where?
We're missing. And so I've passed all the auditions. I'm at the last stage where we're two of us. And so we're taken before these two people. And they're like, okay, so these are the two people who we've picked out from the many kids. And these are the ones we're really interested in. Yani, Kazungu, I had literally mastered everything. Mama, I had mastered that thing. It was in my head, even the actions, because my mom was training me on how to act it out.
And to express. Mm.
So finally, we were the two of us remaining. Mm. And so the guy came, I think it was the client probably. They looked at us and they were like, oh, okay. These two look, and we're there. And then they're like, just smile.
Ooh, blunder.
And we smiled. And that's how the decision was made.
Guy.
I was like, what? After all this, like trying out and everything, just because of my teeth would have made the ad funnier.
Yeah.
Like, why?
And relatable, because so at this age, that's when you're losing teeth.
Yeah. Mm. So apparently, they really liked how I was going about it. They liked, like, how I was acting it out and everything. But they picked the other cheek because I didn't have my two front teeth. Okay, well, I don't know if that counts as body shaming, but my experiences with going for auditions and adverts is always a blunder because they never give the darkest.
Yeah.
Like, they give the light skin.
Even those. For me, I know that one for auditions because when I was, I think, straight out of either high school or primary, I can't quite remember.
Mm.
There were so many auditions going around. Yeah. Time for Changing Times, Izo Time.
Yeah.
So many productions
were
coming up. Eh? Yeah. And there were so many auditions.
Mm.
And I went for all of them, but then I didn't really know that it's a thing. I didn't even know what colorism is.
Yeah.
I don't think even then it was same, defined. Yeah. It was just there, but it wasn't really defined. Eh, we used to go for these auditions, and then when the show comes out, you just see light-skinned people. And
they used to be the same people.
Exactly. And then not necessarily that the entire cast is light-skinned. You'd see that, for example, if there's the cast consists of people who are going to, let's say, those GCSE schools and then the GAVA schools, the light-skinned children will be the ones going to those
to the
like
GCSE schools, exactly. The international
and
schools.
Then now the rest will be those guys from the slums,
the poor ones,
exactly, the poor ones
who are struggling,
exactly. So I used to see that I'm like, kama sikom light so high waist make, and I think there's a time I actually wanted to become lighter, like I used to Google things, and then I didn't want the obvious things come out. Jumafuta.
Yeah.
I wanted to look for if there's a natural way
of just becoming lighter, wearing a sweater throughout,
exactly.
Covering your face with
Can
what?
Can I eat something?
Yeah.
You know, a natural way.
Yeah.
And then you know, it happens so subconsciously; you don't see it coming.
And that's because what was portrayed to you was that being light skin is what is better. Those are the ones who are rich. Those are the ones who are accepted in some kind of way in society. Those are, you know, I guess it was something that was implied.
Yeah, even they don't even have to tell you. They don't even have to tell you black is not beautiful.
Yeah.
They just, like, when you go through magazines, you see a lot of lighter complexion that you just know, okay, this is what is the in thing.
The in thing
and
now.
This, what I have, is not.
Mm.
And I need to change. Like, some people will be fine. Mm. For people who have been self-aware for the longest time, that's good for them.
Yeah. Cause magazines.
Yeah. Because when I go through magazines, anything, like, you see so many light-skinned people, Baka, you just know, there's something wrong with me. And I was saying the way, people who are self-aware from a younger age.
Yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, good for them because they know.
They're confident about it. Yeah.
They're confident about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now for people who, this false standard of beauty, so to speak, just, it gets, like, it's like a subconscious initiation. You don't even see it. No one tells you.
Mm-hmm.
You just, poly what you're consuming. Mm-hmm. What you're consuming just tells you dark is, and lighter is the way to go. Yeah, so it's messed up.
It is. It's messed up. And I don't know if we can attribute it to colonialism and how, like, they made how the world, like, has become so westernized and our countries have become so westernized until there's nothing that we appreciate of our own. There's nothing that we appreciate of our own origin. We want what they have made to seem cool.
Yeah.
To seem cool to us too.
Excuse me.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying? Yeah, though it's been so westernized in that there's nothing that has been said that is original that seems to be appealing. And even till now, when people see someone who's black, let me say black because of just, let me not say African, because black really generalizes it.
Yeah.
when they see someone black doing amazing things, it's a wonder.
Mm.
Like, it's a surprise. Oh, my gosh, Lupita.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Sidri Hu.
Mm.
It's always a surprise because we're not used to.
Yeah, and even comments such as, you're so pretty for dark skin.
Like, that's the other thing. Like, you know, what does that even
yeah,
mean?
Like, you're, so, you're pretty, period.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, such comments. And even, like, even for, like, now body shaming as
well.
We've taken in so much. I see, hey, slender is the way to go.
Mm.
Even in magazines. Even, like, the images or the people companies choose to be the face of their brands.
Yeah, to work.
Which now, me, I will attribute all this to companies.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones brands. That have so much power.
Yeah.
They have
the power to change
everything. The narrative.
Yeah.
Exactly. So as they keep doing this, as they keep choosing a specific complexion, a specific body size for their representation, now we just keep consuming, subconsciously consuming, and the future generations
will still
consume.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't even thought about the future generation. What?
Yeah. So it's gonna be an onward, like, it's just a continuous cycle.
Unless it changes now.
It changes now.
What? What?
Yeah, companies are huge. They have so much power.
I mean, there was even the link you sent me with the conversation on TED Talks.
Yeah, Chika Okoro.
Yeah.
Y'all look for that, by the way.
What? I'll put in the link as I'm posting up the podcast. And she talked about how it's so hard when someone comes and tells you just the same thing you were saying. You're so pretty for a black girl.
Mm.
Like, does that mean that all black girls are ugly just because they're black?
Yeah, default.
And then now you're the exceptional one. And she was saying how it was so hard. It's so hard, like, scrolling on the emojis to the last black one.
The last black one, I know.
And putting it, like, the pointing finger has to be black.
Mm.
The other one has to be black.
And even not all emojis have the black option, by the way. I realized.
Oh, God.
And just like, what's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? Yeah, but even Google, when you search, Aki, do you know how much, the job I do, sometimes we use pictures to represent, like, now if it's a story or something, a story we're having that's not necessarily politics or something that has a specific image.
Yeah.
And of course, in Africa, media, we like using more relatable pics, so we're not going to put a white person.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I have to search black, so and so. Black kid, I have to specifically search black for me to get results that I need.
Let me tell you, we've had this discussion in even our marketing meetings at work where we get our images from, I guess it's Shutterstock, and images of, like, black people are the same. Like, you can't find anything that's very unique.
Yeah.
You search, you look for things, you want a black Father Christmas, you can't find one, you want a black this, you can't find one because everything is just...
Yeah, true. True. And also, okay, do you know, I sat back, and this will, it will look like a shout out, but it's not. After all these conversations kept coming, I looked at Marini.
Okay.
And
okay.
I looked at the brand ambassador, Michelle Chose.
Exactly.
I was like, this woman knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing. Because Michelle chose people of all color. All sizes,
everything,
all shapes. She has no discrimination.
And she chose big influencers and small influencers and people who they're not necessarily influencers. They're just people who decided, yo, I wanna work with y'all.
Yeah.
And I was like, this chick knew what she was doing.
She knew, because even, like, for Lock Life, when we were first having our conversation with Michelle, we had, I think, 1,000 followers or something, and she was really interested in working with us. She looks beyond what people see. She looks at the potential that you have.
Yeah.
And that is really, really amazing.
Yeah. So that just to show how companies... Now, you know, when this thing
That's
becomes...
That's a perfect example.
Exactly. When this thing one day maybe blows up and companies are being asked, by the way, you guys have this and this and this.
Yeah.
She would be affected because she really chose, like, she really chose smartly the type of people to represent her brand.
Okay.
So companies have, like, a very, very huge, what can I say? They have a lot of power.
They play a huge role
in how people define their, like, their beauty.
Okay.
And also, I was telling my followers a while back, we we get used to seeing so many things as perfect.
Okay.
Like, we get used to seeing ourselves with makeup a lot. Hadi, when you see ourselves without makeup, you're like, guy, this is ugly.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I started looking at myself without makeup
okay.
for long until okay. I told myself, like, every time I get to a lift, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
Continually until paka nika, so I took it in. I was like, yeah, you are pretty without makeup. Mm. You're really pretty. Like, we're not doing
makeup. It shouldn't
be
a surprise.
This entire week. Yeah. It shouldn't be a surprise. This entire week, we're not doing makeup and we're looking good.
Mm.
Until, and then, now the thing is, you know what? What you put out there is what is inside you.
Mm.
I used to feel so unpretty. Is that a word?
Yeah.
I told you I don't know English. I used to feel so unpretty without makeup. I'd see other girls as unpretty without makeup.
Okay.
I remember the time Idris Elba's then fiancé she had posted, okay, she wasn't the one who had posted, paparazzi posted a pic of her on vacation, and there was all those, like, alikuwa na bikini, so alikuwa stretch marks,
stretch marks,
you know,
and everything.
Cellulite.
Yeah.
I was like, ew, no, oh, paparazzi si wange chill.
Gosh.
And then it hits me, yo, the same, ata we mwenye uko perfect, your thighs are black, honey, they're black, they don't look like the rest of your body.
Yeah.
Despite them being covered up. Irony.
I love it.
Irony. And so I was just like, wow, Yenny, I've set such high standards of beauty upon myself and I'm projecting them to other people. When you see someone teja paka eyebrows, I'm like, ew, hey, I'm quite
like how,
eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like, the heck? But they're still pretty. Mm.
Yeah.
So I did that. The same thing I decided to do to myself, it's reflected on how I saw other people, how I saw other chicks. They were so, like, it was so amazing. It was so amazing.
And it's really sad, like, what colorism has brought people to do.
Yeah.
Changing their skin color.
Especially, is it Jamaica?
Yeah.
That's why it's, wow.
It's rampant. Mm. Changing their skin color, changing different features of their body because of body shaming.
Exactly.
Changing, I don't know, like, spending money on countless things that won't work. And that's all because of, like, we're blaming it all on brands.
And also some people, they won't, like, say it, like, they want to do it, or they won't even go ahead and do it, but it's something that's eating them up in
their
head. And then that affects their mental health.
Oh,
and so they're depressed about something they can't even really talk about. Yeah.
This is really, really sad.
Yeah, and it's so wide. I don't think we can even exhaust today.
What?
But it's very wide.
And speaking of body shaming, I mean, the world has made us think about, like, everyone is hitting the gym, Kazungu. Like, even if you do, okay, it's good to keep health, keep fit and be healthy and hit the gym because you want to be healthy, but not because you want to look like so and so. And that's why I look at this Yummy Mami as an influencer. She is so confident about her body and her body type. In that, like, no matter what you say, by the way, I'm like this. And you can't tell me to be an influencer, I need to be skinny, I need to be thin, I need to be street tall, I need to be this way and that way. And I'm seeing now brands are working with her.
Yeah.
And so that kind of a thing.
I think I even saw her on a billboard.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's not a billboard with just a certain type of, you know, body, a certain type of color, a certain type. Anyone can represent a brand.
Exactly.
I think that's how we should, that's the step we should be, I don't know, making as even influencers.
Yeah,
To talk to encourage people to appreciate the type of, you know, color that they are, the type of, I don't know, body size that they are.
Yeah.
Have you been in a situation or instance where you have been discriminated because of either your color or your body size?
Apart from the auditions, apart from the auditions, let me see. And then also for the auditions, I can't even really say. You know, I can't, like, really place at it was because of my skin color. Because they didn't tell me. But even if, they wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
But in other instances, let me see. I wouldn't say I have gone through it when it comes to, like, being an influencer.
Okay.
Because, but I do know a friend who feels that way.
Okay.
Because she's darker than me.
Okay.
So she feels that brands only pick people who are way lighter than her.
Okay.
Yeah. But in terms of dating, let me go to dating.
Okay.
I remember a time.
This is some juice.
I remember a time. Aki Manze, there's this guy I'd liked. He was actually younger than me, but you know those Eritreans, or anyone who's abroad, the people who are younger than you, you can date them because they're actually mature.
Yeah.
Hey. So we're just chatting on FB. So I don't think I had a phone. So we're chatting on FB. I'm like, yeah, let's go on a date. Uh-huh. But I'm shy. You know, the way you can, I can tell you a T. I don't even look nice so that you can tell me I look nice.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I tried to pull that one.
Oh my gosh.
And it went south.
Oh my gosh.
I can guy, but no, I won't wear a dress because I don't like my feet. That time, people used to say I have fat legs.
Mm.
And look at me now. This is like my best feature right now, by the way. People used to say I have big legs and big eyes. Uh-huh. And I used to hate that.
Gosh, your eyes are so beautiful.
Imagine. Hii, kitambo tulikuwa tunakuwa tunaambiwa hii sisi machogololi.
Machobano.
I used to get to me. So, this guy goes like, ati, ah, you can just wear a trouser. It's like, guy, out any concert. No?
Ati, no, just wear just whatever say, you want.
No, your legs are beautiful. Yeah. No? Okay, they're ugly. Oh Aki, that was so heartbreaking. Aki, wow. And I really, really had a crush on this dude. But also, I can say I was a victim and I was also a villain.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, since I knew light skin is the way to go, I knew I was going to marry a light skin. Mm-hmm. I want to marry a light skin because the only way we can have cute babies
is if he's light
if
skin.
He's light
and
skin.
His DNA has light skin
light
in
skin
it.
Light skin in it.
And babies can't suffer.
Yeah, so they have to be light skin or white.
Yeah.
Mm, for the longest time, I told myself, black people, I can't. I can't even look that way. Don't waste your time.
Mm.
If you're not light, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, another thing that messed me up is I was not self-aware, so I didn't even know these are not even my type.
Okay,
really not my type.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, I knew it's a light skin, or it's a light skin.
Yeah.
And so ingekuwa ni light skin na nani bo, and I'd still stick there because they are a light skin. They are a light skin.
Like no
light
matter
skin,
what,
chemistry, but
we are going
light
the
skin.
Light skin way forever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's any it subconsciously just messes you up, man.
What? Kazungu.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
But we've gone
look
at
you
now.
I was about to say the same thing. Look at you now.
Thank God for growth.
What? And self-awareness.
And self-awareness.
Let me tell you, self-awareness is something, I think I'm even going to have a separate podcast just to talk about self-awareness. Because once you're self-aware, you can be able to avoid so many problems,
True.
So many things that that you put down on yourself just by not being self-aware.
Yeah.
What me, I would say, I have been discriminated recently just because of my body.
Hey,
but I haven't, it's not like I've missed a chance out of it. But like ever since I gained weight, I've gotten comments. Like, I know a few months ago, there's someone who looked at me and told me, it's from my workplace, and told me, hey Tracy, now by the way, you don't have true friends. So I was like, why? You know, when you joined this company, you are when then like one last year the Christmas party, you I'm sure you can't even fit into those jeans right now. You don't have your friends are not telling you the truth. Then I was like, why?
Your friends are telling you you're
I was
thick,
like,
babe.
What? You know, thick. I mean, you know, my friends are like, and I know my friends tell me the truth. They'll be like, by the way, yes, you've gained weight, but you look nice.
Exactly, you do. You actually
do. So, in short, she was just trying to tell me, hey, you need to work on your weight. You need to start running. You need to work on it. And like, it's not the first comment. It's been so many comments of, then I was like, who said that I'm supposed to be
A certain size?
A certain size. Who said that? Don't you think I'm happy right now?
Yeah, like, don't you think that's what I've always
wanted? Like, don't you think I've always wanted to gain some weight? Because I was underweight for the longest time and I wanted to donate blood. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I wanted to do so much and I was really, really tiny. I wanted to gain weight. So when I started gaining the weight, it's now another issue. Become skinnier. That's how we that's how we like you.
There's no winning.
Like, what do you want? Do I become thin? Okay, when I'm thin, you say I need to add a bit of meat. When I'm... like, there's no... I think we need to move from that immaturity.
Yeah.
Of looking at people and judging people by their weight.
Mm.
Giving them labels by their sizes. And looking at
like what they have to offer. What more do they have to bring to the table other than just how they look? You know,
also people just need to know how they phrase whatever they're phrasing, because you know, for example, now that friend,
yeah,
would have been better if she came like, "Eish, now me add weight," and then ask her how you feel about it. Because yeah, ukisema hivyo, you know, when ukisema "Eish, now me add weight," ina it makes it lighter,
some, yeah,
and then you're like, "Eh, nimefurahi." Now you know if this person is happy with their weight gain or
not.
Eh, come on, angekuwa like, "Akina vile na nifanye feel." Now you know.
You can now tell them, "Okay, if you feel this way, you can try."
Exactly. You just know how to approach people. Don't just be there like, "Eh, umenona. Eh, umekonda. Eh, you need to eat." You know?
Man, I mean, and Kazungu, who do we like, who are we blaming for this?
Companies.
Brands.
But you know what? The other thing I say is brands or companies are run by human beings.
Human beings.
Yeah, so we are blaming.
So it all boils down to ourselves.
Exactly. So one individual at a time. We jambie uko nyumbani, we mwingine jambie nyumbani. You come together, meet at this company, you give better suggestions.
Because even sometimes I scroll through my IG, Kazungu, and I go to my explore page. No, when you go to your explore page, you see pictures of people you don't even follow and you don't even know. And I keep on just seeing pictures of light-skinned girls with likes, with numerous likes. So it all boils down to ourselves. Like, why are you liking?
What are you promoting?
Okay, if you're liking the light skin, like the dark skin as well.
As well.
Like, make everyone feel comfortable. Make everyone know that we appreciate both colors. We appreciate both, I don't know, all shapes and sizes. So it all boils down to ourselves. We need to change our mindset. We need to change how people think about these things. We need to not be mean when we're going to date someone. Cassie, light skin by this. It's okay to have preference, but don't shame the other person.
Exactly. Oh. Really, that's true. Because even, I'm not saying like all men do this, but some men will say, when you post when you're half naked on IG, you're not the ones who are going to marry, but you're the ones, like, you're liking those ones. Those are the pictures you're liking. So, in short, you're just giving them false hopes then. Stop.
Yeah, I'm sure even, like, when they're having discussion with their boys and looking at chicks and it's like, light skin. Okay.
They're liking, And the thin ones, small waist, double tap. And then you can see someone who's just regular. I'm saying regular in quotes because there's no such thing.
Yeah,
everyone is pretty in their own way. Scroll, waiting for the next, either I may post, I may pop up a booty for you guys, you know.
What?
Yeah, so it all boils down to me, you, like everyone in their respective places,
and changing the perception of the different, appreciating all shapes, all sizes.
Yep.
I mean, we should take an example from that Nivea ad
that
has, I think it's Wabosha.
Yeah.
There's Yummy Mami
and Anita.
Anita Nderi.
Yeah.
There are three different women.
Mm.
One is short, one is medium, one is tall, one is big, one is small.
Yeah.
One is, like, there's every, it's an all-round campaign.
Full circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I know colorism and body shaping mix people feel some certain type of way. So I know it messes up with your mental health. How else does it affect people?
Well, now for example, from my thinking, you don't see it, like, it's so bad to try and change something that you haven't realized is a problem.
Okay.
Exactly. So people bypassing the people like that would have been so good for them in their lives, like Mona too, can't hang with you because of a certain, like, they don't look the way, they're not packaged the way you want them to be packaged. You get, so it affects, like, you lose out on a lot, in short. You lose out on a lot because you have a certain standard of beauty,
so you can even end up missing out on an opportunity. It affects your mental health. I think it also affects how you relate with people.
Yeah,
it affects
it does.
Your confidence.
Mm.
Your, have you ever seen like somewhere where a black girl is supposed to present something and they're scared.
Yeah,
they're scared,
like,
just
extra.
And they have such valid points, and it affects your confidence. It affects how you relate with people. Yeah. Probably you stay around people who accept you. You don't mingle a lot. You become you eventually become so introverted just because of
how. And by then sometimes, okay, for example, now if I decided that Wanjirunjiru is light skin, mimi si hiyo ligi. Sometimes ata Wanjirunjiru afikirangi vitu kaa hizo.
Yeah.
So mimi nimejekea perception yangu ya what I feel mtu kama Wanjirunjiru anafikiria, and then now I miss out on that friendship. You get like, you miss out on so many things because of just like, it's like a mental cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mental cage. Miss out on so many things.
And now that the world is also becoming very, like, people are becoming self-aware, people are becoming woke each and every day. So any action that you do now, even as an, like, as a person and as an influencer, will affect you later on. Because, like, I remember there's this influencer who a few years ago on Twitter was tweeting about how dark skin girls ni wale walika kwa oven sana nini nini. Years later, like at that time she wasn't an influencer. Years later it came to bite her back. People retrieved those tweets, and some people really really don't like her or don't listen to her content just because of what she said. Okay, yeah, she said she wasn't more aware, she was younger, she hadn't, which is okay.
Yeah.
But I think even now going forward, we need to be careful on how we need to respect people's body shapes and body colors and everything, and accept them the way they are.
Yeah, like whatever you're going to do, don't just look at nose length. Angalia future. It's a kuaffectaje.
Okay. True. Okay. So I think maybe now content can start revolving around promoting, like, ending colorism.
Yeah, and body shaming.
And body shaming. Okay. Okay. So basically what we're saying in making this better is, number one, brands need to start being versatile in the people who they work with.
Yeah, because they define everything.
Everything. Mm. Number two, even as individuals, we need to start relating well, advocating for rights across all colors, across all body shapes and sizes. Have you ever seen that picture that has a lineup of women and then they're all of different
shapes? Yeah, I know it. And complexion.
Yes, yes. And just basically encouraging people and telling them that no matter what size you are, no matter what color you are, it doesn't matter. We love you the way you are.
True.
And in dating, man, in dating, I think colorism and body shaming is rampant in dating. And that, and then, like, affects you on a personal level.
Yeah, because, you know, you're just thinking, I need to be with someone eventually. Mm. Yeah, that's where, by the way, it's like, takes a toll on someone when it comes to dating. Because, you know, when the other things, they don't really put food on your table and they won't marry you or anything.
Yeah, when but it comes this is to relationship, you're like,
hey. That's sad. Nita kupa peke yangu. Yeah.
If or like, have you ever seen how, like, if you've been with someone in a relationship and you feel some type of way because they admire a certain type of, you know, both women and men, they admire a certain type of body type or color.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or ukisikia ukiona celebrity crush wake ni nani, so you're like, hey.
Unaanza kujikompea, uko like, wa, santa kwa nikitengenezaje nywele, sa eyebrows zangu zitakosikikaje, as in, what do we do to make it different?
Yeah.
So in dating, I think making it comfortable for your partner, loving your partner the way they are, and telling them that ata kama uyo na kaivi, me, I like you, and I chose you because you're this type of way, and this type of, wow, okay. You've never been told that you can't be a model because you're short.
Maybe. Well, I've never tried, so.
Yeah.
I've never tried.
Why haven't you ever tried?
I think I tried. Well, I don't know. You're not sure to look at house politics, because in high school, we used to have creative arts.
Okay.
And then now creative arts, we had different categories. We had, like, the drama, whatever, presentation. I think a poem. I think a choral. And then there was also modeling.
Okay.
I was so sure in Kifka form 3, I'm at least form 4 creative arts for my house, I will participate.
Yeah.
But I think Kulkona house politics. I don't think it had anything to do with my height.
No, but I've had that kind of thing going on. Oh, you want to try modeling?
Yeah, there is.
You're too short.
By the way, modeling has been. modeling ndio imekuwa sasa pia nayo iko na specific like ni box to tick off.
Yeah.
Like you have to be of this, like slender and stuff. It makes too diverse, juicy.
Having the plus size. By the way, actually now at least they're doing plus size modeling that like everyone is considered.
Which I feel like they shouldn't even like label it.
Just modeling. Yeah. They're all models in one way or another.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw on there's that time back when you did a swimsuit shoot with Marini.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How did you feel about it? How was the mood? Considering doing a swimsuit shoot is not easy. I mean, this is most part of your body being exposed and you having known the history behind body shaming and colorism.
Yeah.
Thinking that, oh, will people think that I look good in a bikini or... And even before that, I saw your pics when you had gone to Mombasa and you were so comfortable in your skin. You were like, tell us about that.
Yeah, so I guess I've just been comfortable for my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just been comfortable for the longest time. However, for this, I hope she listens to this.
Okay.
A certain friend of mine during the shoot was very, very uncomfortable about how her pics would turn out and stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my freaking goodness. I was angry by the way. Deep down, I was so angry
because
you're so pretty and these things are so normal.
Yeah.
They are so normal. You don't need to actually worry about them. You don't need them to be photoshopped.
Mm.
You are totally fine. Mm. And whoever tries to make you think otherwise, shida iko na yeye, si wewe. Actually, I tried. Because I thought she looked so beautiful.
Yeah.
The way she looks, she has cellulite.
Okay.
But see, at a mob.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why? Please, just be like me.
Yeah.
Please. Sijui ni kupatia spirit yangu. Heri pia mimi basi ni kuweshae basi. Yeah. Aki, she was so, so scared to do the shoot. And I felt so bad because I was like, wow, this thing is a mess. The standards of beauty, like subconsciously, zimenani, ziko kwa kichwa mpaka... You're uncomfortable to do things that are just so normal. Kwanza, you'll be that picture that portrays to people that this is what we look like.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
These are not touched up photos.
Yeah.
This is the real, like, this is real skin now.
You go, do what you want to do. This is
how it looks.
Yeah. Before editing.
Yeah. So that made me, actually, that is actually another thing that pushed me to come to this topic on this podcast there, because I felt so bad. I hope she listens. I'll send it to her by force.
I mean, it's good to be aware that no matter how you look, you're beautiful.
Yeah, all of it is beautiful.
Yeah.
I also posted when I was posting about the story, what if all these things we think are bad,
the stretch marks.
What if they were actually beautiful, but someone made us think that they were bad because they don't have them. That is not visible.
Actually, you know, there's this guy who posts pictures of, he does this kind of photography where, okay, like, is it nude art or nude? Okay, it's like people who are naked, basically. I don't know what fancy word they used to call it, but...
Bodies or something, B-O-D-I-C-E, if I'm not wrong.
I think so.
I think someone asked me.
He posts pictures of girls with the stretch marks.
Mm.
And he says, the reason why I like that photography is not even... I wouldn't be against it because he's promoting the body as it is.
Yeah, in its natural self.
In its natural self. No editing. Baka ile skin imekuwa smooth. Baka... But his pictures, like, he takes pictures with stretch marks and he talks about the stretch marks and how they make the body look so beautiful. So I agree with what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah, it's imeingia and it's too much in the head. We need to change that. And everyone has a part to play. See, at Kiza Tunachia, two companies, even us individually.
Yeah.
We need to take care of what we have consumed and believed is beautiful.
Okay.
Mm, we need to change everything. Just
so
relearn.
What is beautiful to you?
Beautiful, guy. Ata haiezi kwa define kwa dictionary.
Okay.
Because it's so wide.
Yeah.
It's so, so wide. If they were to put pictures, inge take the whole dictionary, like half. different types of beautiful. Beautiful is just... anything I see that's in front of me, the way it is, haija kuwa altered, that's beautiful to me.
So beautiful is you. Basically, that's what you're telling someone.
Yeah.
Beautiful is you.
Beautiful is how you woke up.
It's true. I saw this video. and I shared it. It's kind of funny, but when I thought about it later, I was like, what? This is actually so bad. It was these two chicks who'd met in the washroom. They were drunk. And one chick is like, really, she's huge. And then the other chicks are petite model size. And it's like, it was such a sarcastic conversation. Them telling this chick, oh my God, you look so beautiful. Then this chick is like, I like eating pizza. They're like, me too. It's like they were mocking her indirectly. And people were like, this is drunk bathroom conversations. But when I thought about it later, I was like, what? What if this big girl later on went and was like, why were they mocking me, telling me they like eating pizza just because I'm big like this? So even as women, we need to not bash each other. Because that, I think, is the biggest problem.
Yeah, to be conscious the remarks you're making.
You make towards people, because they contribute a lot to how they feel about their beauty and their own beauty. Do you think men also face body shaming and colorism?
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've only seen this with... I've only seen men...
colorism, I don't think so much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are like, oh, tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah.
But maybe... Oh, no. I feel like they don't go through colorism, Sana. However, body shaming, they do. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Because now, for example, I remember when people... When people see pictures of a slender, a big dude with a slender chick, they're like, the comments, you should just see comments like, guy, surely.
Yeah.
Love has no size, guys. Yeah, so they do go through body shaming and also the size of their foot.
Body shaming.
Yeah, that's body shaming.
By the way,
chicks think that's normal, but that's the other thing now. Because when chicks have preferences, that's fine. Yeah. But when dudes have preferences, it's a problem. We need to be on level ground.
Yeah.
If it's not body shaming, we're not body shaming anyone.
Yeah. Actually, I think I saw a tweet that was talking about that same thing. They're body shamed. Oh my gosh! Actually, they do go through body shaming.
Yeah, they do.
Because of that toot. What? It's crazy. And also, when you think about advertising as well, I haven't seen, like, they use these dudes who have six packs.
Oh my gosh, true.
And their bodies are literally like, how?
Actually, even for beers, they lie. I swear.
And you use someone with a beer belly.
Exactly.
Get like someone who's like my dad or something. Yanni, show them how they bring you some guy over there who's just looking like he's straight from the gym. And like, use everybody.
Yeah, use everyone.
Make them as real as they can be. I love this conversation.
I love it.
I mean, so at this point, I just want you to talk to that person who is feeling like their color is, first of all, not acceptable. Someone who feels like they need to change a lot of things about themselves. Someone who feels like they are not beautiful.
Yeah.
Someone, both male and female, someone who feels like, I can't even show my face, I can't go on dates, I'd rather die alone, because, like, who would want to have me as their partner? Who wants kids who look like me?
Exactly.
You know, I want you to talk to that person and let's simplify this for them, you know?
Yeah.
That's the first person I want you to talk to. Second person is the society.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your opportunity now.
Say what?
To talk to them.
Guy. Yes. Guy, but I feel like I'll just copy what you've said. Why did you go fast, SMH?
You. No, see, but I'm saying
you.
I didn't.
Anyway, I would like to since you sent people to other people, I'll send people to themselves. Go stand in front of a mirror every morning.
Okay.
Affirm yourself.
Okay.
Because if you're waiting for people to affirm you so that you can accept yourself, you might wait for a long time.
Okay.
You need to affirm yourself, because when people come to you, they need to know how to, they need to learn how to love you from you.
Okay.
They can't learn from anyone else.
Yeah.
So you need to embrace everything you have as beautiful, because everything you have is beautiful.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And to the society, anything you have to tell to like people as individuals?
Yeah. Well, just don't bash people. I think that's just it's just the general message we have.
Yeah.
Just don't bash people. Look at how you phrase your... I know sometimes you just say things and then you're like, oh, shoot, imeponyoka.
Mm.
So before you speak, really think about what you're about to say and how it will affect the next person.
Okay.
Even if it's not directly, it might be indirectly. So really think about it. Even if we're thinking at it, okay, me and Gashie, we're the same size, we can make these jokes. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Just stop, yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right, I think I'd say the same thing. This whole maybe cyberbullying of people because they're big, because they look like a certain type of way, it needs to stop.
Yeah.
Everybody is beautiful. Make them believe that they are because they really are.
Yeah.
And as Kazungu said, look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you... I think I also need to do that. Yes, that's my take. That's like thick. Really my take home. It's my take home because I've struggled with appreciating the way my body is now with my tummy. But I think looking at yourself, I'm going to try out that exercise and tell that to myself that every single day.
Mm.
I mean, we're all made in God's image.
Mm.
And I don't think God made an ugly person.
No.
No.
Did not.
They didn't.
Mm.
It's you who've made yourself feel like you are ugly, but in real sense, you are not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay, guys. Thank you for this important conversation.
Thanks for having me.
I think it's these are the kind of things that people want to relate to now.
Yeah.
The things that are affecting you at home.
Mm.
The things that are affecting your mental health.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I think the main message we're trying to tell brands is look at Michelle Ntalami and her strategy and what she does and emulate her. Mm. I mean, that's, you know, now that you mentioned it, I've thought about it and I'm like,
yeah, you're
what?
Like, what the heck?
Michelle.
When I realized it was like, the heck?
You knew chick. What you were doing. Her and
so
the auntie.
Blowing, yeah. Mm. Shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Michelle and Yati for making a difference,
mm.
for showing people that everybody is beautiful.
Because
those pictures break the internet.
Always.
Those pictures break the internet.
Always.
Always.
Mm.
From each and every brand ambassador,
and
they
you know
break
when she
internet.
Started is when other brands started doing that brand ambassador thing. You know, like, whoa, statement.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so at this point, is there anything else you want to say about the topic?
No, I think we've exhausted.
We've talked about a lot. Yeah. And definitely I would want to have you back. I think we have
so much to talk about.
We have a lot. We have a lot. We can never finish. If we were to list down topics with Kaz, I think we wouldn't finish them.
Come
so
back.
Definitely I would love to have you back to have these more deep and intimate conversations, real conversations. Mm. And thank you so much, Kazungu. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So stop body shaming.
Yes.
And stop... you say that for color.
Oh. Stop colorism. Colorism.
Okay.
Lubbish.
So... Labish.
Allogance.
Yes, you body shaming people, you're allogant.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that labish.
Okay.
So I want you guys to... Okay, no. I'll say this at the end of the podcast. For now, I want to get to know Kazungu a little bit better by playing a certain type of game. I've tried to make this last segment of my podcast to be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do two truths, one lie. So this is whereby you tell me three things. Mm. Two of them are true, one is a lie. Mm. So I'm supposed to get the one that's a lie. And I'm gonna do the same. Like you have to guess the one that's a lie from me.
Okay.
So have you thought about some?
Have you thought about some?
No, but I'm gonna be thinking about some at the top of your head. Don't think about it too much.
You go up and I mambo deep.
Zileta is so deep. Yeah, Zileta is so deep.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm. Okay. Okay. I found.
Do you wanna go first or I go first?
If you found them, you can go first. Cause me, I'm still thinking.
I'm also still thinking. I'm gonna give us 2 seconds to think about the two truths and one lie.
I don't want to make them so obvious. Because yeah, I'm thinking, I feel like, you know, they're so obvious, we'll be like, I know the lie.
You know, the worst part is that we know each other, so well. Oh my gosh. I've thought about two. I've thought about three, I think. No. So,
no, I need one more truth. Have you found the third one?
Hey, the ones that I've gotten all have ears. You've gotten the third one.
I'm almost. Okay.
You thought about?
Yeah.
Some?
Three. Gotten the three, yeah.
You've gotten the three?
Mm.
Okay, have I gotten my three?
But then you better get them, because when I start, you won't have time to think of the third one.
Yeah, I'm looking for the third one, actually. I've gotten them. Okay. So
I start.
Yeah, you can start. Okay.
The first one will be, the first statement is I prefer dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Second statement is I have ever skipped school. Third statement is I hate wine.
Oh my gosh, Kazungu.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes.
So I'd go with, of course you've skipped school. You prefer dresses.
You're wrong.
Oh, man. I thought that was the lie.
The lie is I skipped school. Lucky I've never skipped school. That's
what? You're such a good child.
Just a scared child. There's a difference.
Okay. You wanted to, but you didn't because you were scared.
Yeah, I was just scared.
Oh, fear, my gosh. Fear.
But no, I don't prefer dresses because I feel cold so easily. Man, so I prefer jeans because they cover up everything. I hate wine because... I don't know the sweet wine.
Yeah.
But I really hate wine because it's not sweet.
So yours were two lies and then one was a truth. Mm. Okay, so mine...
Two truths, one lie. The skipping school.
Oh, skipping school. Mm. Or you've ever skipped school.
Oh, wait, two lies. They were, I prefer dresses. I said I prefer dresses and... Oh.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, we'll go messed with, up your game. I'm sorry,
we'll
guys.
Go with that. And then mine are... Number one, I've been dating for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 5 years this year. Number two, I've been working where I work for 4 years. Three years. Number three is... Wait, I've forgotten. The third one should be my favorite food is pilau.
Okay. You said
dun, 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 dun.
You said you've been working at your job for 3 years.
Yes, I've been dating for 5 years. Yeah, been working at my job for 3 years now. And then my favorite food is pilau.
I think the job one.
Shit.
Yeah, I know you too well. Girl, I came for internship while you were still at Night Frank. There's no way it'll be less than 4 years.
Actually, you know what? It was supposed to be...
Don't worry, I'm disqualified because I did 2 lies. So, technically you win.
Technically I win.
Yeah.
But at least now I know something I didn't know about you.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you know that I like pilau?
That was a guess.
A guess.
It's elimination. I knew for a fact you have not worked for less than 3 years.
Okay.
So
sour. Then well, you know now I like pilau. So yeah. when I come over, you cook for me.
Okay, yeah,
pilau.
Learn. I'll start practicing. You but there's that thing for you when you Kazungu, cook for yourself.
Kazungu, you are.
I know it doesn't Mijikenda. Come by
bad. It's supposed to be
it's
in
not
your
passed
genes.
By you.
No. I thought you were taught when you were like in class 4.
No. Well, yeah. Right. The minute I started walking.
Yeah.
They taught me
gonga gonga garlic. Gonga kitungu saumu.
Oh my gosh. But I'm learning. It's just a matter of believing in myself. Yeah. I just don't believe in myself.
All right. Mm. Thanks so much, Kazungu.
Aki, thanks for having me. This was
coming.
So fun.
It was really fun. I can't wait to share this episode. Mm. And thanks for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Being a digital content creator now is not easy, and you have to have, and your content
especially
is
you have a
funny.
Job.
First of all, let me tell you about Kazungu's content. It's very funny. Kazungu is hilarious.
Thank you.
If you want to have a good laugh, go check her out on Thank her YouTube you. Channel, Esther Kazungu, and her Instagram.
No, if you want to have a laugh, go to my IG.
Her Instagram, Esther Kazungu as well. Mm. I'll put in her handles in the description of the podcast so that you can go check her out. She has lately become a great, great activist. Like, I'm always waiting for her stories and I'm like, wow, preach, mom, preach. Why didn't you say this, Alice? Like, I'm always shaking on my feet. So thank you for the work that you are doing.
Thank you
You're
so
doing
much.
An amazing job.
I appreciate
We see you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are going far. And very soon in this generation, we'll be looking at you like kina sa, kina nani. Kina nimble sa wendo sa utakwa sa sumeget sa endo utakwa sa old school
oh my gosh it's a very chukwela
old school influencers
kwa old school na wewe.
Alright, thank you so much, Kazungu. Hope to have you back here. Will you come back, please? Please
I will. Please come back. I will. You had better call me here again.
Alright. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. Thank you for your time. Thank you for contributing to the topics that we should share. Kindly comment. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Share the podcast. Share this episode to anyone who you think deserves to feel beautiful again. And let us know what you think, what we should expound more on colorism and body shaming.
Yeah.
I'll definitely have Kazungu back here to talk about more things. And don't forget to rate me on iTunes, okay? So I just discovered that that's a thing for podcasters. I'm learning through this.
I rate you every single
time.
Oh
my gosh, thanks, Kaz. You're the ones who have made me top 20
before I even
in this
listen.
Region.
I just rate before I listen. I'm like, five star.
Thanks.
Five star.
I didn't know it was such an important thing.
It is.
But rate me on iTunes. Rate me 5 stars if you like it. But I'm sure you like this.
Yeah.
And let's make Too Simple become the biggest podcast in our region, the biggest podcast in Africa. Mm. Let's take Kenya to the world. Mm. And I'll appreciate you and we'll grow with you. Thank you. Remember to always... We have to say this together. Keep it simple.
Okay.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, go. Remember to always
keep it
simple.
Mwah.
Mwah.
But this connection that we have. Oh, love still feels new every time. I always knew we'd be fine. Every time, I'm so glad that you're still mine.